Epilogue. The war paused on Lepidus Prime, but the shadows occupied Reclamation. The Raven Guard transferred their encampment to the square that had been the Eldar base. Every paving stone of the city was once more under Imperial rule. The mortals gathered enough courage to venture out of their habs, though they avoided the square. They were frightened of the iron shadows. Krivan was alone in the command tent. Field repairs to his armor had given him back a fair bit of mobility. He stood, Vox unit in hand, and spoke to the captain of the verdict of the anvil.
"Our mission is complete, Captain Mulcibar," he said. "The Xenos taint has been purged from Lepidus Prime."
"I thought so," the salamander said. "Our augurs have detected something massive heading for the system. It would seem that the Overfiend has taken the bait."
"Then the hour has come for your forces to bring this war to a close. Good hunting, brother."
"Thank you. I am still curious as to the Orcs' obsession with this system."
"As am I. We have been unable to determine the cause of their strength."
"And what of the Eldar? I understand the White Scars encountered them too."
"Another mystery, but we have defeated them as well."
His answers were bitter on his tongue. The triumph of 8th Company was ringing hollow. There was so much information that had been denied to him.
He had acted as was necessary. If the Eldar had managed to destroy the plant, they would have razed Reclamation to the ground. Perhaps they imagined that the Imperium would then have given up on this world, returning it to Eldar control. But he had stopped them. His decisions had led to the destruction of all the Emperor's foes on the planet. But his information was incomplete, and he knew it. He had erred. He had been arrogant, too quick to act on his hatred. The unanswered questions made him doubt the truth of his victory. He could not shake the suspicion that somehow he had won the wrong war. And the last of the Eldar, the Ranger, still had not been found. Alathanas had disappeared into the ruins beneath the power plant. The Xenos Labyrinth had defeated the search. 8th Company faced hundreds of kilometers of tangled corridors. The paths spiraled off in meaningless directions and disorienting intersections. Alathanas could evade the best part of an entire chapter indefinitely in that maze. In the end, Krivan could do little more than station sentinels at the entrance to the ruins. No further harm had come to the plant. As far as Krivan could tell, Alathanas had been neutralized, but he had vanished. Krivan's doubts grew. The psychic shriek of the slaughter had pursued Alathanas into the underground tunnels. The terrible silence that followed pushed him even further into the depths. He ran on instinct, not quite blind, but without conscious decision. His spirit writhed beneath the lash of rage and grief. The object of the search, so long concealed, became unavoidable. Alathanas was caught in a whirlpool, racing down a wraithbone vortex. He knew where he was going. He knew what awaited him. Yet after days of flight into the dark, when he saw the thing, dread drove him to his knees. Alathanas trembled at the entrance to the chamber. In the center of this room, at the center of the serpentine coil of the tunnels, at the center of the system-wide struggle, was what the Saim Han had come to find. he gazed upon the terrible object. He had fulfilled Eleira's final command. He had found it. But he was alone, and there was nothing he could do. He could not remove it from the planet. Nor did he wish to any longer. His trembling was from anger as well as horror. The humans had betrayed them. He had deluded himself with the belief that it was possible to forge real links with some individuals of that species. He had hoped, to his eternal shame, that the humans would come to the planet and defeat the orcs. He had been wrong. Even if he had the power to take this thing from the planet, what would he do except complete the humans' victory? If he waited, the orcs would return. They had no choice. They could not resist the siren call, even if they were not conscious of it. And the humans had been weakened by this first conflict. Before him, he saw the contours of vengeance given physical shape. Rising from the chamber floor was a throne. Seated on it was an immense statue. Its form was distorted, vague, incomplete. It was a body without features. The Leleathan world had been abandoned too long, and what had been left behind had lost its essential connection to the Eldar. Endlessly consumed by its fury, the shard of Kayla Mensha Cain now poured energy into another race, one with an inexhaustible hunger for war. From this single point, far beneath the surface of Lepidus Prime, wrath called to the orcs.